the issue is currently going on with the county attorney's office in the Department of Human Services throughout the state, not just here.
Right. I think it's important to keep in mind that this is a statewide problem. It's not unique to Marion County or to my office, or has anything to do with any disagreement between our office and the Department of Human Services. We have a good working relationship. The issue is, 4 years ago, the Supreme Court of Iowa made a determination that the Department of Human Services is the county attorney's office's client. Now, that's unique because it's the only time that I know of where the county is representing the state as their client. What that does is it means that even though the people of Marion County voted for me, and that I'm supposed to be representing what's in the best interest of the county, in juvenile court cases, I can't. I have to represent the interests of the Department of Human Services, even when I disagree with them about what they want to do. So what that means is that there is the potential for conflict of interest to exist between the county attorney's office and the Department of Human Services position. Where that would most likely occur is when a juvenile court case originates out of a criminal investigation. The best example I can give is when the meth lab explodes in someone's house. There's clearly going to be a criminal investigation. There also would be a juvenile court investigation if there were children in the home when that happened. I have to, according to the Supreme Court of Iowa, represent DHS. So if DHS were to come in and we would file a China case under Iowa Code Section 232, we'd advance that action, we would get to the point where at some time in the future, one of two things would occur. The first is the parents would make enough progress that a court and everyone involved would feel comfortable with returning the children to the parents. At the same time, though, it's important to keep in mind that juvenile court is reactive in nature from the standpoint that if a parent has deficiencies in their ability to parent, the state of Iowa offers them services to make them a better parent. So if we use that meth lab explosion, a parent clearly has a drug problem. They immediately seek substance abuse treatment. They go to parenting class. They make general improvements to their parenting to where the Department of Human Services says, this parent is minimally adequate. And that's a standard under Iowa law to be a parent, is that you have to be minimally adequate. Okay. So if that parent makes appropriate progress, juvenile court and the Department of Human Services may be saying, return that child to the parents. And as their attorney, with them being my client, I have to stand up in juvenile court and say, return that child to that parent.
Even as you don't necessarily agree with that, if DHS says that, you have to represent them.
That's what the Supreme Court of Iowa said. Even if I say, me as Ed Bull think this parent shouldn't get their children back, or me as the county attorney don't believe it's in the best interest of our community to be able to have this person have their parents back. The law now says I have to do exactly what DHS says when they tell me to do it. Now, as an attorney, I have to obey the law, and I respect that. That's what the Supreme Court of Iowa said. Now, with that being said, imagine with the fact that we have a pending criminal case going. And as a criminal case is pending, I look and judge a parent on that moment in time. What did they do at that time? My recommendation, or the law, may be that that offense that they committed requires them to go to prison. I now have a conflict of interest when I believe the parent should go to prison because what they did in that moment in time. And Department of Human Services is telling me I have to stand up and say, return their children to them. Those two positions are mutually exclusive. I can't be saying, judge, this man or this lady should go to prison for what they did, and it could be for what they did 8 or 10 months ago. Whereas the Department of Human Services is saying, return that child to that parent.
Because they think in the last 8 to 10 months, they've made enough progress to be minimally adequate at that time.
Correct. My office will always prosecute the criminal cases. The issue where the conflict arises is who represents the Department of Human Services in juvenile court cases. Okay? And that's the reason why I brought this to the Board of Supervisors' attention. Again, this is not a pending issue. I hope we don't have any of these issues. I'd like to live in a county where meth labs don't explode and kids aren't being hurt, okay? But the reality is there is the potential that this type of situation could occur. And what the law says is when there is an ethical conflict, and that's what this would be, an ethical conflict. I cannot represent DHS in juvenile court, and I cannot be a prosecutor in criminal court because their opinions are different. Then I am required to go to the Board of Supervisors and seek a special prosecutor. That is a person who we go out and hire to handle the juvenile court case. I do want to make it clear that this is not a pending issue with DHS currently. It is not an issue that has anything to do with currently my clients. They do an outstanding job with limited resources to protect children to the best of their very ability. And they are doing a very good job. It is solely what could be considered a prospective problem concerning attorney-client ethics. And that's what's concerning, but it isn't. My comments to the Board of Supervisors or my comments today should not be taken in any way to think that I'm saying DHS is doing a bad job or I don't want to represent them.
You're a very good professional working relationship with them currently, and you don't have, it's just a, as an attorney, you're just concerned about a possible future problem.
It is solely to deal with the concept of an ethical conflict when one of your clients is advocating a position that's different than what you believe is in the best interest for your county.
Do you think this could set a dangerous precedent too, possibly?
You know, I don't know that it has any type of slippery slope approach. I can't see, because there's no other way that this comes into play, I don't see it spiraling out of control, but I do think it could cost counties tens of thousands of dollars in representation fee.